People ask, well, sir, what's the importance? What's the big deal about being awake, about being present to yourself? Why spend so much time and energy? Isn't that just a secret form of being self-centered, to be all the time thinking about yourself, consumed with what you are and what you're doing? And of course, to such people, there's virtually no answer that you can give, because what it means to be awake to yourself isn't to think about yourself at all. To be awake to yourself means that in the moment that you're sitting there, standing there, talking to someone, engaged in some relationship, whatever that may be, it means that you are in that instant, that you are present to yourself. You are aware of all that you are. You are not thinking about what you are. You are not thinking about what that other person is. You are aware of all that you are, and that is all you are doing, is being aware of that. Why? What could be so important about that act? And you'll never know what's important about that act until you yourself begin to dedicate yourself to wanting to be present enough so that you start to see the following. Every moment of life is really one moment. It is God's life that is the moment. And God's life is not only concealed in the moment by all the creation that acts within it, but God's life is also revealed in the moment. And what is God's life? God's life is the sum of all relationships and the possibilities that they engender. That's what God's life is. And that means when a human being is awake, they are experiencing, as best they are capable of doing so, the summation of all of that life, including the suffering in it. Because the present moment holds bliss, it holds bitterness. The present moment holds darkness, it holds the divine. The present moment holds love and it holds hatred. The present moment is the flowering of life itself with all of its possibilities. That's what the present moment is. And they are all meeting consistently, continuously, converging, and producing yet new forms and new ways in which that moment expresses itself through any instrument that's capable of being present to it. Now, why would someone want that? Because when you are present, you know that there is pain. But your presentness allows you to understand that the pain, the suffering that you're aware of, is not your own suffering. It's suffering that's born in the heart of God's life, in creation itself. That's what the suffering is. And because you're present to it in yourself, you know that everyone else you are in relationship with suffers too. You never know other people suffer because you're so busy resisting your own pain and then making plans to get away from it that it never dawns on you that the darkness another person feels is the exact same darkness that lives in you. But you run from it, so you have no compassion for others that have it. The only hope that we have as human beings is to begin to be willing to be so present to ourselves that there's never a question of whether this person is different than I am, because there is no different person. There's one life acting itself out through an infinite number of possibilities. And then you don't judge people, because to judge another person means you're not aware of the fact that you have the same pain they do. And by pushing them away, you're actually denying in yourself the pain that is moving through them. And by denying them, you enhance the pain in the person and in yourself and in the consciousness of humanity itself. And it all goes unseen because we don't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer the greatest gift that has been given to us, because the gift of suffering comes with the gift of consolation. The gift of darkness comes with the light that understands and that doesn't fear it. All of the things in our lives that we are just so distant from, we're distant from because something inside of us distances us from it for the purpose of prohibiting compassion and the activity of love itself, which love is not some feely, huggy, schmuggy nonsense, which the world wants you to think love is. Love is you bearing yourself and knowing that yourself is the same as every other self you see. And then not adding to their pain by resisting them. Or resisting what the pain points at you and says, look at you, what a terrible person you are. You can't escape these things. You can only deny it for a certain amount of time, and then it will catch up with you and it will bury you, just as it's burying this planet. Learn to suspect that the moment that you're in where you're so sure about yourself, that that's probably the worst place that you could be in at that moment. And then open yourself up. Find some way. God hears a prayer. Says, you know what, I'm an arrogant, judgmental, self-righteous human being. And if it's possible, I would like to learn how not to be that kind of human being. And a prayer like that gets through. But you must make it and then act upon it in order to discover the truth that frees you when that prayer is answered.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to Letting Go with best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.com, where you'll find a host of free, life-changing information. Thanks for joining us today.